The place is here. The time is now.
Thanks for joining us. I'm Will Thomas.
I don't know.
I forgot what we were talking about.
You know, I'm sick of the DJs on this show just making small talk for half an hour, right?
It is a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity.
Well, did you know that night, like, I accidentally left one of the juices in the freezer and it was, like, frozen?
What?
It's gonna be really exciting! Really, really exciting!
It is an area that might be called...
Ben and Vince.
Welcome to the Ben and Vince Show.
The show has started.
30 minutes is the format of the future.
I guess so. I mean, no longer constrained by those, like, 10-minute
right.
thing, so might as well. I mean, we should keep aiming for 20 minutes, because that's how we always end up at 30 minutes.
I see. Didn't they used to be, like, 60 minutes?
We did 60 minutes the first time, and then...
I thought they were
you told
like,
me that was way too long.
Right.
So I chopped it up.
No, but I thought they were always, like, still way too long.
And they're all, like, you can go back and look. They're all, like, around, I don't know, 23 to 25 minutes.
Oh, maybe I'm getting confused. They're not, like, 40 minutes?
No, dude. Should they? Do you want them to be 40 minutes? We can make them 40 minutes. I don't care.
Let's make them like an hour and 40 minutes.
Oh, God.
That's how podcasts are, though.
Why didn't you tell me that in the first place?
Well, they wasn't a standard back in 2006 or 2007.
So you're telling me we should be making them an hour and 40 minutes?
We should be making them 24 hours.
Oh, my God.
Every day.
Like that music video?
Which one?
The Pharrell one?
I haven't seen it.
Well, it's 24 hours long.
That's terrible.
No, it's pretty good.
What is he doing in it?
He only appears once an hour.
Oh, okay. And what else is happening?
People are dancing.
Nice. Do they rotate in and out, hopefully?
Yeah. And it's one continuous take.
Wow.
Except for... when the camera points at the sky every 3.5 minutes.
Okay. I see. Other than that, does the time change?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, it's like 24.
I see.
And
which is back on, by the way, apparently?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it like in a club?
No, it's just all over. It's in buildings, it's on the street, it's in Los Angeles.
But one continuous take.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, people are moving while they're dancing, so they're, like, walking down the sidewalk, or
they're
skateboarding, or they're going into a building.
So it was planned?
What? No, he shot a 24-hour music video by accident. What do you mean?
I mean, he didn't just record people dancing in a club spontaneously.
No.
Okay. So he planned, like, a bunch of people to do stuff over 24 hours.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty good.
Okay. But he's in all 24 hours of it, like, every once an hour or whatever?
Yeah, at the top of the hour. And there's a bunch of celebrities in it, too.
Oh, that makes sense. Wait, what's wrong with him? Isn't something wrong with him?
What do you mean, what's wrong with him?
Oh, he hates Native Americans.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, good point.
Wait, I don't know what you're talking about, though.
He wore a headdress on the cover of a magazine or something.
You sure you thought nothing of Macklemore and Jews?
Did he, like, wear a bunch of Jews on a magazine?
No, he performed this concert in this, like, weird, like, rabbi costume or something.
Oh, okay.
And it was racist.
I see. That makes sense. I don't think I'm thinking of that, because it was about Native Americans, but...
Jewish Native Americans?
I mean, depending on what you want to call Native, I guess.
Wow, he's being racist now.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, you're the one with the Redskins t-shirt. So... Did we start the show?
Whatever, this is season 4, okay? It's an open format. Anything goes. Anything goes. Call it.
We might do one 24-hour continuous take of a podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, so just whatever sound comes out of your headphones for the next 24 hours, that's part of the podcast.
That's right.
Yeah.
This is art, okay?
Uh-huh.
Just like when Ashton Kutcher stole that, he plagiarized that thing. And then he plagiarized his apology.
No, you're talking about Shia LaBeouf.
Oh yeah, he's way worse than Ashton Kutcher. Yeah,
right.
I apologize to Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah. You know, he takes the coolest picks around.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, he went and whatever, what an asshole. Anyway. What's new with you?
Anything? Can't think of anything really since we last talked. I'm still the same height. Probably pretty similar weight.
Yeah.
Yeah, hair color, pretty standard.
Mother's maiden name?
Yeah. Social security number, still 619-02-0000.
Does it really start with 619?
No. Sorry. But those numbers are all edited anyway by the time you're hearing them, so... I could have been saying anything.
Just give me the first number.
Do you think, is the first number, like, does that correspond to, like, the year you were born or anything?
I have no idea.
Okay, let's just compare the first number, and we'll see if ours are the same. So mine is...
One.
Yeah, mine's also...
One.
Wait.
Hey!
Yeah, it is.
Oh, well, but I mean, that doesn't show anything, because we're the same person anyway.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know.
All right, we'll beep that out.
Yeah. I think you should dub it over it with just a different voice saying the same number. Yeah. So what's up with you?
Nothing really.
Yeah, that's what I figured. You get published anytime lately?
No.
Okay. Got anything in the works?
Yeah.
In the journals? In the submissions?
In
talks?
No, in...
In Bruges?
Oh, I'm going to Bruges.
You are?
Yeah,
Holy
think.
Crap.
Maybe.
For work? I mean, for...
Go on vacation, bro.
Nice. That's awesome.
Oh, let me see if I'm actually going there.
How'd you pick there? Or wherever?
No, I guess I'm not going there.
All right.
But I am going to Brussels and Antwerp.
I was
going to
say Brussels. I wasn't going to say Antwerp. Why Germany? I get it. Is this like someone's native homeland?
Dude, these places are not in Germany.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Belgium.
Yeah.
Is that someone's native homeland?
Bruges is in Belgium, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Here's a question for you. What other language do they speak in Switzerland?
Besides?
besides, like, French and German. The answer is, like, Romance or something.
Okay.
Someone was telling me this.
Cool.
Yeah. What a dumb name for a language.
Is it worse than, what was that one? Like, from high school.
I don't know what you're...
It's called, like, Romantico, or,
Esperanto?
Yeah, that one.
That's not from high school.
Yeah, it is.
How is that from high school?
Because people were trying to learn it in high school.
No, is that true?
Yeah.
Who's trying to learn that?
I don't know, Jeff Guo?
Oh, I was going to say Jordan Turner. Is that right?
Sorry, that's Esperanto is not a religion. Is it? I don't know.
I don't think so, no. What is he right now, by the way?
I don't know.
Turner religion update.
I have no idea. He lives in California.
There's your update. So he's probably a Scientologist.
Yeah.
So anyway, you're in, what are you in?
So what about you? You got any religious things going on?
What are you in? I'm asking you a question.
What am I in?
Yeah, you said you're in. And
I didn't say that.
Yeah, you said we're in. And then I said, in Bruges. And you said, what is it called? In...
Oh, yeah. In,
the bathtub.
In, Not in progress, but...
Not in
development.
In a hot air balloon.
In a silo. No.
Okay, I get it. No. Inner tube.
Maybe it is in progress. No, that's not right. I forget how it's called.
Okay. You're in the throes, in the last throes of the insurgency. Are you looking it up, or are you just, like, staring off into space?
Can you tell? I'm staring off into space.
Yeah. Well, maybe you're using Google Lens or whatever.
You're a lens.
Wouldn't that be pronounced Google Lens?
No.
Oh, wait. I came G-Lens. Up with
the,
yeah, Glens. That's gross. I came up with a pun that I didn't, like, quite finish, but whatever. Close enough. So here it comes. So there's two guys... Just sitting around, and one of them is like trying to take pictures of himself.
Yeah.
He's like just playing with his phone or whatever. He's like, man, I was like terrible in all of these. And the guy's like, sounds like you got to work on your selfie steam.
Why steam?
Yeah, I know. You got low selfie steam. This is another way I could have put that. I know, that part doesn't make any sense. That's what I was trying to think about. But, you know, you get the idea. Are you trying to think of how to involve steam in there?
Let's go to break.
Yeah, we'll get back to you.
Yeah, KFC.
Original recipe.
Original recipe? Mm. Dad, I think you ate the bones.
I did what?
You ate the bones.
I ate the bones?
and the bones?
KFC Original Recipe, now available without the bone. Freshly prepared white or dark meat chicken, boneless and skinless. Get four delicious, mouth-watering pieces in your next 10-piece mixed bucket for $14.99. Today tastes so good.
Drive like hell through your neighborhood. Park this Silverado on your front lawn. Crank up a little Hank. Sit on the hood and drink. I'm about to get my pistol phone. I'm gonna aim my headlights into your bedroom.
Well, we're back from the break. I don't know about you, I feel liberated now that we're not constricted to the strict 20-minute format, 22-minute format.
Yeah.
It's like Arrested Development on Netflix.
Yeah, and we also have how well that went.
A little too long.
Man, I was just thinking about the other about that the other day. Yeah, that was like kind of a disappointment.
I think it was good.
I think it was okay. I mean, just those, you know, season 1 through 3 are just so perfect.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah, I know. Whatever.
I feel like we talked about this before.
Sure. Someone at work was just saying something about how, like, or maybe I was just agreeing with him about, you know, there's some jokes that are just, like, so perfect you just, like, want to kill yourself. I think he was referencing something from The Simpsons, but I can't remember what it was. Anyway, you know what I'm talking about, though. Dude, speaking of, like, not that good, I have two examples. Season 3 of Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, and season 4 of Louie.
I heard that show's becoming a drama now, or?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, in the sense, it's certainly...
In the sense that it's not funny.
Yeah, right. So if the opposite of funny is a drama, then...
I never watched that show.
Oh my god, really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good. I mean, it was, I guess. Yeah, well, you would like that. You would like that show. Wouldn't you? Do you like him?
I guess.
Okay. Well, it's on Netflix.
I didn't realize his last name is actually CK.
I mean, I don't think it is legally.
No, but it's like some
name
that is pronounced CK.
I think it's just pronounced, like, pretty close to CK. So, he just did that instead.
That's why you're supposed to call him Louis CK, not Louis CK.
Oh, I didn't know you were supposed to do that. Look at that. I must have sounded like an idiot when I met him. So, yeah, anyway, season 4. Not that funny. Also, just not that, just, like, pretty depressing. And not in a, like, interesting way. Just in a, like, man, life is hard for some people.
You're talking about our show, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm talking to Vince Agard, right? Maybe not.
So, anything else? All your vital stats are still the same?
Vital stats. Yeah, marital status, still single. Still,
that's good.
Filing singly. Or whatever that is.
Good.
Yeah.
You don't want to fall into that trap.
Yeah? What kind of stuff happens when you fall into that trap?
All I know is, you know, what I learned in the movies and, you know, Like,
oh, yeah.
Same comedic stand-up.
Right, right. So you turn into, like, kind of a fat guy, and your wife is, like, moderately hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess that doesn't sound that bad.
No,
maybe you should do it.
All right. Have you noticed that there's not that many normal-sized people anymore? Like, some people are just, like, pretty thin, and then everyone else is just, like, kind of a big guy. I guess I would say you're just, like, still pretty normal size, but not that many other people.
Yeah, I'm pretty thin. I'm not a normal size.
You're thin, yeah.
Well, I don't know what you mean. Like, do you expect everyone to just be the median person, the mean person?
Not everyone, but, like, most, or at least more than I have observed.
So, what do you mean by, like, a big guy? Like, just, like, a huge, tall guy?
No, not huge, but just, like, a kind of, like, a chunky guy. Like, a big white guy.
Maybe it's just the people you hang out with at, you know, AWS over there.
No, there's not that many at AWS. I mean, there's a few.
Maybe it's just the, you know, DC boomtown.
Yeah, maybe.
A bunch of fat cats down there.
Uh-huh.
People around here are pretty fit.
Yeah, I guess they have to walk everywhere.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess I'm wrong.
I mean, not here specifically, but in Boston.
Well, not in the studio, certainly.
I mean, in Newark, everyone's just...
Right.
You don't want to hang out.
No. Yeah.
Well, see, like, diners. Most diners per capita in New Jersey.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That doesn't necessarily make that much sense to me.
I went to a Mexican restaurant.
Okay.
Pretty small place. There's, like, you know, less than 20 seats in the whole place. Or
wow, okay.
Maybe less than 30 seats. And I guess that it was featured on Guy Fieri's show.
Uh-huh. Diners, Dive-Ins, and Diners?
Something like that.
Okay.
So they had, like, a signed photo of him, and then, like, a poster of his show,
uh-huh.
And then just a whole mural of him on the wall.
Oh, God. That is not a person who you should experience in mural form, if at all.
Yeah. But the restaurant was really good.
Okay. Which one was it? What kind? What of the three? Which kind?
Well, it was not a diner, and it was not a drive-in, so maybe it's a dive.
Okay.
I don't remember what it's called.
Okay. So, you know, just... Somebody the other day was like... I heard about, like, some really good burrito place in New York. And everyone's like, yeah? Like, oh shoot, can't remember anything else about it. But okay, so, you know, just check out that just Yelp up you know, Mexican, small Mexican restaurant, Guy Fieri. Just put that in, you'll be good.
It's just that Mexican place in East Boston that's, like, on the corner. I could look it up.
Okay. Oh, sorry, I thought you meant in Newark.
Oh, no. Yeah, no, not in Newark.
Okay.
The only place I've been here to eat is the Smash Burger in Terminal B.
I don't think I've ever been there.
Oh, you should check it out.
I've never been to any Smash Burger.
Me neither.
Okay. All right, well, next time I'm in the mood for something Smash.
I think it was called Angela's Cafe.
Doesn't sound that Mexican.
Yeah, that's definitely it.
Okay. What'd you get there?
I don't remember, but it was good.
Uh-huh. You were too transfixed by the mural.
No, dude, it was real good. Real good.
All right, I believe you. Let me be honest. Or what was it like? I did torch the mural, but I did not torch Skinner's car. I just saw you! Remember that one?
Nope.
It's the one where Marge takes in that ex-con guy. you know, why does everyone hate my Sundays? Or, patent pending, patent pending, patent pending. Wait, who's that guy? Or, let's get out of this gosh forsaken heck hole. Or, you know, he drew this picture of a unicorn in space. How's he breathing? Or what's he breathing? Air? Ain't no air in space. There's an air in space museum. No, don't remember the song.
You want to keep going? You want
to keep going? I think I can do the whole episode. I think that's the one. No, that's a different one. Is it that one?
I haven't watched The Simpsons in like...
I mean, this was like season, you know...
Since high school.
15 or something. Yeah, me neither.
We don't have The Simpsons on here. You know, they used to have The Simpsons at 6:30.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Fox 5.
Yeah.
And then...
Well, at some point it became like...
And then Friends and then Seinfeld, I think.
Was Friends really involved?
Friends was involved at one point. What else would it be?
I thought it was just like two Simpsons, two Seinfelds.
No, there was a Friends.
Okay. But then, anyway, then I thought it was like... It was at like 6 and then at like 7:30.
Yeah, they keep messing with it. I think now it's just like TMZ.
Oh, really?
I don't know. Oh, and they have a news at 6 now, I think.
What's the stand-up, the edge?
The stand-up news.
Yeah, is that the Edge? No, what's
called? Yeah, the Fox News Edge.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I think that one's at 11.
What? Isn't 11 just the normal news?
No, 10 is the normal news.
Oh, what's... So, more news at 11?
Yeah, but it's the Edge.
Is this, like, super local news?
It's stand-up news.
Okay. So, like, some jokes in there. But what is the Edge? So, what is the Edge?
I don't know.
Is it still Will Thomas?
Do you know that Jim Vance has been an anchor at... Or... I think he's been working at Channel 4 for 45 years.
Damn. That's longer than anyone has ever done anything.
I know.
Wow. That's pretty cool. What a cool guy.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah. Where's he from?
Where's he from?
Yeah.
I don't know, Washington, D.C.?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, I'm looking it up.
Okay.
Oh, Ardmore, Pennsylvania.
What is that?
Ardmore, Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Formerly Athensville. Renamed Ardmore in 1873.
I see, so... Not that former.
It's in Delaware and Montgomery counties in the U.S. state of Pennsylvania.
It's in two counties?
Yeah? Is that really that weird?
Is it not that weird?
Yeah, I mean, Laurel is in, like, three counties.
It is?
Yeah, isn't it?
Oh, like, okay, fine.
Laurel, Maryland?
I'm picturing, like, his house.
No, the town of Ardmore.
All right, fine.
Kobe Bryant's from there.
Really?
Yeah, so is Johnny Christmas.
Who's Johnny Christmas?
You don't know Johnny Christmas?
Is he related to, like, Santa Claus?
Apparently he's a pro lacrosse player.
Okay. For what team?
The Philadelphia Wings and the Boston Cannons.
He's on two teams at the same time? No wonder he was from Ardmore.
Yeah.
Or something. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's weird. Have you ever been to Pennsylvania?
Yeah, dude.
It kind of sucks, I think, right?
Depends where you are.
That's probably true. Depends where you are.
Taylor Swift's from Pennsylvania.
Yeah, exactly.
You seen the movie Out of the Furnace?
Out of the Furnace. I don't think so.
It's Christian Bale. Small steel town in Pennsylvania or whatever.
Oh, I get it.
It's a different movie from The Fire. Fire.
Right.
This is another... I did some movie.
That had Wahlberg. Dude, did you see this X-Men movie recently?
Nope.
It was so good. I was amazed. I mean, not amazed, but like, yeah, it was good. That's my review. You should see it. That's what I'm saying.
Can I get a review on that?
Can you, yeah, please, yeah.
No, I want it from Ben Strauss's reviews.
You want me to review my own review?
Why can't I say that? Review reviews.
All right, fine. This is a self-review. A self-review review. A review. A self. Yeah, all right, let's go with that. You know, not that great. I mean, didn't really give a lot of detail or, like, at least it didn't spoil the entire movie, which every review seems to do anymore. So, you know, C minus. Do you want to... You want a review on that?
No.
All right. Good call.
Good show. Unless you want to take another break and then just come back.
Ooh, we can do whatever
we want now.
Yeah, let's end at the end. This podcast will just be a painting instead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do that.
Okay, I agree.
Okay. All
right. Ready? Paint.
Paint. I'm a refrain, though. I don't know what you are.
I'm a bearded man behind a blue room.
Behind a blue room?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's pretty deep. But I'm all made of dots and stuff, so...